Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O God. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame, who say, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O God, do not delay. I have read to you Psalm 70 in its entirety. Prayer for relief from adversaries. And adversaries are your enemies, those who have animosity towards you. Let us pray, sheep. Our Father in heaven, I pray this prayer and ask for your mercy to help us. As the book of Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 says, well, it says, the Ancient of Days' hair is like pure wool. So is my hair, my Father. So is the hair of many African Americans and people of African descent all over this world. Yet we are despised. We had a child to be murdered in Florida, and the person got away with murder by the justice system. Trayvon Martin was murdered because he went to the store to get iced tea and apple and Skittles. God have mercy on us today. Today, as prayer 70 says, it's a prayer for relief from our adversaries. Heavenly Father God, Ancient of Days, I thank you for this day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as all over the United States where my people are, in D.C., Georgetown, Pennsylvania, Virginia. They're all over. Protect them from the natural disasters and all types of disasters that may come upon us in the United States of America. I thank you for sending your son and the prophets to provide us sheep with instructions to get into your kingdom. We want to be in paradise. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, courage, excellent health, family, love, patience, wealth, education, and prosperity in all things in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. I usually come on Saturday morning, but I am here this first day of the week, this Sunday morning, and I praise God for that. I encourage you to speak with your pastors, those who are on their way to church and are listening to me. If not, if you're not listening to me now, some other time, speak with your pastor and ask that pastor about his position on the Sabbath day, where in Genesis, the book of Exodus, I think chapter 20, the fourth verse in chapter 20, it tells us to remember the Sabbath. I'm trying to turn there right now so that I won't misquote. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It is in the 10th commandment, the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and it is the 4th verse. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. You're supposed to work 6 days, and on the 7th day, Saturday, the Sabbath, you have to keep that holy. So you're going to church on the wrong day. And yes, I am saying that. Ask your pastor about it. And I encourage you, if the pastor does not change the way of your meetings, your Sunday meetings, then find a church that is open on Saturday. Your children will, your school-aged children will be thankful for that, I know. And you will too. You'll be rested come Monday when you take your child or children to school or you go to work. For those of you who have not been following me for a while, as well as anyone who listens, you know to have your new King James Version of the Bible. That's the book that I read from. And what I do is I read scripture. I was told in a dream to feed my sheep, and this is what I'm doing. I do not get up and read 2 or 3 verses from a Bible and then expound on that for 45 minutes to an hour. I read scripture so that what I say comes directly from the book and not an opinion. You are to have your pen or pencil, paper or notebook, and of course a cold glass of water if need be. Follow me. I am in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26. Let me just say a prayer for a few seconds. Father God, bless me to read chapters 26 and 27 with clarity and authority, as well as make a few announcements at the end of the reading. Amen. Let's read Isaiah chapter 26, starting at verse 1. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Bulwarks are like ramparts or a stone wall. Verse 2, open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Let me stop here, sheep, and just tell you. When there was death in my family, this was the verse that got me through. Years ago, someone made a song singing, he will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. I just want to share that with you all so that if there's death in your family and you just seem like you're just walking around as a zombie, remember this verse. This is the verse that got me through. Let's start reading verse 3 again. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in Yah, whatever. For Yah, Y-A-H, the Lord. So instead of saying God or the Lord, let's say the word Yah from this point on. Okay, sheep? Okay, let's go back over verse 4. Trust in Yah forever, for Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength, for he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it down. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness, honorable. O most upright, you weigh into weigh, W-I-G-H. That's like to measure something or to choose carefully. Let's pick up reading again. You weigh or choose carefully the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments. Oh, yeah, we have waited for you, and that is true. The desire of our soul is for your name, and that is true as well. For so long, we have not known the real name of Jesus Christ, or and I say that because, in the Guinness Book of World Records, 1985, there were no letters J or V in the English alphabet. So when they write about Jesus Christ, that's just the name Jesus that King James had his writers to pick and put. Choose for Jesus, and I am still looking for the real name of Jesus, and when I get it, hopefully I will celebrate and share that real name of Jesus with you. I must tell you, sheep, that I am a follower of the Old Testament book. I do read from the New Testament all the books except for those written by Paul. And that's because Paul, in my mind, has brought about confusion in that I think that many pastors, some that I've listened to on television for years, have a misunderstanding of what Paul has said. Nonetheless, I, just as some of the disciples, or all of the disciples in the book of Acts, did not accept Paul as a disciple when Paul came to them. And I'm trying to turn into that right now. I want you to turn to the book of Acts, chapter 9, and read verse 26. It reads, "And when Saul," at that time, Paul had not changed his name. His name was Saul. "And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple." And I've spoken with friends of mine, and they tell me this, that in that day, Paul had been going around murdering them. That's why the disciples, or people who believe in Jesus, and that's why they would not accept him. But I do not accept Paul based on that scripture, Acts chapter 9, verse 26, as well as if you read a little further in the book of Acts, you'll find that he cast a spell of blindness or deafness on a person named Elimaeus, and Jesus never had any of his disciples to do that. But nonetheless, know that I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I do believe that he came, but my focus is on the Old Testament. I will tell you to read the Old Testament before I tell you to read any of the books in the New Testament. Let's pick up reading, and Father, I know I spent too much time on this. Let's pick up reading verse 8 again. "Yes, in the way of your judgment, oh yeah, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early." So, pray early in the morning. Seek God early, for when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Verse 10, "Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness." You hear that? When God shows his grace to the wicked will not learn righteousness. "The land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly." He will continue his evil practices. And he will not behold the majesty. The majesty is the power of God. He will not behold the majesty of Yah. Yah, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed for their envy of people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. So God's enemies are going to destroy the wicked. Verse 12, Yah, you will establish peace for us. Thank you. For you have also done all our works in us. Yah, our God, other masters besides you have had dominion over us. And that is true. Look at how the oppressors are mistreating us in the United States of America. And I'm talking about African Americans or people of African descent. But by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead. They will not live. They are deceased. They will not rise. Therefore, you have punished and destroyed them and make all their memory to us perish. You have increased the nation, O Yah. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have expanded all the borders of the land. Yah, in trouble, they visit you. They pour out a prayer when you're chastening, and that means disciplining. I may not pronounce it correctly, but it's chastening. It's chastening. That's disciplining. Was upon them. As a woman with child is in pain and cries out in pain, P-A-N-G, as those are short, severe pain, labor pain, when she draws near to the time of her delivery. So we have been in your sight, O Yah. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. My. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth, nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live. Together with my dead body, they shall rise. Awaken and sing. Come on, us people whose hair looks like the Ancients of Days, whose hair is as fine as wool. Wake up and sing, you who dwell in the dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and herbs are plants. And the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers. Chambers is just a room in a house. And shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a moment, until the indignation is anger, is past. For behold, Yah comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, and that's unjust or immoral treatment. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. Thank you for allowing me to read chapter 26. Now let's start reading chapter 27. In that day, Yah with his severe sword, great and strong. Severe means harsh and strict. Will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. That's the devil. Leviathan, the twisted serpent, he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. So the devil is hiding it, hiding in the sea. The restoration of Israel. And I think that we, people of hair and wool, are the people of Israel, and God is going to restore us, even though all the nations whose hair is not of fine wool despise us. And that day, sing to her a vineyard of red wine. I keep it. I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day. Fury is not in me. Who would set briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together. Oh, let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Verse 6, those who come, he shall cause to take root in Jacob. Israel shall blossom in blood and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Amen. He has struck Israel as he had struck those who struck him, or has he been slain according to the slaughter of those who were slain by him. In measure, by sending it away, you contended with it. Contended means to fight or dispute it with it. He removes it by his rough wind. And that day, the east wind, therefore, by this, the iniquity of Jacob will be covered, and his fruit. And in this, let me read it again, and this is all the fruit of taking away his sin. When he makes all stones of the altar like chalk stones that are beaten to dust, when wooden images and incense altars do not stand up. We're going to stop right here, sheep, and pick up the next time. Let's have a quick closing prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we, sheep, thank you for always keeping the evil one away from us and for your constant protection. Remember, sheep, take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I'll be with you next time. I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase two of my e-books on your iPods or iPhones. These books are for entertainment purposes. They're called The Passing, and that's where one accepts his identity. And The Broken Plant, that is a children's book. My name is spelled Sondra Harris. Go and get those two books. I want you to go back to the archives at Blog Talk Radio and listen to this program. I also want you to go to www.eatandliveonger.com and purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eating. Find doctors over at DMC. Come back. Join me next Sunday, this time. The Feed My Sheep Show on Blog Talk Radio.